From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. New clashes in the capital of Yemen have reportedly left at least six opposition supporters dead today. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports the violence has marred what had been a tenuous truce there after the country's embattled president, Ali Abdullah Saleh, traveled to Saudi Arabia for surgery for wounds he sustained in an attack on his compound last week.
Supporters of the president continue to say that Saleh's sudden trip to Riyadh was strictly for medical reasons, and he has every intention of returning to Sana'a. Demonstrators who have been celebrating in the streets of the capital say Saleh's time is over and a transition to a new government must begin. Analysts say that will not be easy, with Saleh's relatives still in charge of key military and security positions and tribal and regional concerns still to be satisfied. Peter Kenyon, NPR News.
Five American troops have reportedly been killed in central Iraq. In announcing the deaths, the U.S. military gave no details. It's the deadliest day for U.S. troops in Iraq in 2 years. Syrian police are keeping pro-Palestinian demonstrators away from a border crossing with Israeli-controlled Golan Heights today after deadly clashes over the weekend there. When protesters tried to cut through a border fence, Israeli forces opened fire, killing at least 20 people and injuring scores of others on Sunday. Missiles fired by suspected U.S. drone aircraft have killed at least 16 people in Pakistan in attacks on militant targets near the Afghan border. Such attacks have been on the rise since the U.S. raid on Osama bin Laden's compound in Pakistan. Defense Secretary Robert Gates is meeting with frontline U.S. troops in Afghanistan today as he wraps up his tenure at the Pentagon.
More than anybody except the president, I'm responsible for you being here. And that weighs on me every day that I've had this job for 4.5 years.
Gates is set to retire at the end of this month. A huge wildfire burning out of control in Arizona has spread to nearly 300 square miles. The state's governor is calling the blaze horrific. Mark Moran of member station KJZZ reports more than 2,000 people have been evacuated.
Crews have been scrambling to get ahead of the fire since the end of last week. So far to no avail. High winds have blown the fire through huge stands of pine trees. Officials report that the state has spent $3 million fighting the fire and there's no containment date in sight. Almost 900 firefighters are battling the Horseshoe 2 fire in southern Arizona. State officials have warned that this summer could be an especially dangerous one for wildfire. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran.
Helicopters have dropped bags of sand weighing 1,000 pounds each into a breach in a levee in the Missouri River. The damaged barrier threatens the town of Hamburg, Iowa. Hundreds of people have been evacuated there. Melanie Fennell, who owns an antique store, tells KETV she does not know what will be left when she gets back.
Do I expect to lose a lot of it? Yeah. I've already lost hundreds and thousands of dollars just in moving because I'll never get the stuff back.
This is NPR News. The White House is downplaying last week's jobs report showing businesses created only 54,000 new jobs in May. Austin Goolsbee, who heads the President's Council of Economic Advisors, says the larger picture on employment is encouraging.
We have moved a long way from when the economy is in a rescue mode, the private sector's in free fall, and the government is the only thing standing between us and falling into another Great Depression.
Goolsbee on ABC's This Week. Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin is standing by her unique take on the historic ride of Paul Revere. NPR's Louise Schiavone reports Palin insists she did not mess up the story of Revere's famous midnight ride.
In a Freedom Trail stop on her New England bus tour last week, the former Alaska governor mulled the contribution of patriot Paul Revere.
He who warned the British that they weren't going to be taking away our arms by ringing those bells.
Revere's ride in 1775 was to warn fellow patriots that British troops were on the march. But on Fox News Sunday, Palin was standing by her statement.
Part of his ride was to warn the British that were already there that, hey, you're not going to succeed. You're not going to take American arms.
She says she's not decided upon a presidential bid. Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.
Former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum is expected to announce his candidacy for the Republican presidential nomination today. Santorum is slated to say he's entering the race during an event set near the coal fields of western Pennsylvania, where his Italian immigrant grandfather once worked. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.